Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Sandra Chrisman and Mary D. Dankstra with the Knoxville Federated Garden Club about their upcoming garden gala.
Well, how did the Knoxville Federated Garden Club get started? And I guess, how did you start to take over the butterfly garden as well? Because that's one of those things that all Knoxville residents know and love.
Knoxville Federated Garden Club was founded in 1998, and Kathy Duggar and Kathy Douglas were instrumental in doing that. And when we were formed, we immediately took over the care of the Bessie Spohr Butterfly Garden. That was one of our main objectives, was to work on the garden, and it needed plenty of TLC at that time. And the things that needed to be done and the improvements we wanted to make were costly. So Garden Gala was born. It's our main money-making project. We started in 2002, and we are now in our 17th year. And we have been able to do many projects at the Butterfly Garden over the years because of our successful gala. And we've done many improvements. New sidewalks was a major project, and we sold memorial bricks to help fund the project. And then we received a sizable donation from a lovely member of the community. And we have new raised beds and new timbers around the 52 plots of the garden. A bridge gazebo was constructed by Benny Willits and Rich Randall, and I think there were others, but I'm not sure who they were right now. And connecting the both sides of the garden, a waterway separates the garden. And a garden shed was donated by a member of the Kiwanis Club, and we've done extensive work on the waterway that runs through the garden. It's the beginning of Compatine Creek. We were aided by the soil and conservation engineers. And we've have new shrubs around the gazebo. The gazebo always needs cleaning and staining and to preserve it. And a new picnic patio area was added in 2016. And the patio in front of the gazebo was replaced in 2017, just last year. And a renovation project is planned for the North Bank this year.
Well, let's talk about the maintenance of those projects and how important they are to the Knoxville Federated Garden Club, and also the renovation project for the North Bank. Let's let people know what that is all going to entail.
The whole garden is maintained by the Garden Club Committee, and we have to hire help for the heavy work, and especially like the sidewalks and the patios and all of that institution. But each bed is maintained. The 52 plots, each bed there is maintained by an individual, and they're in community and not just garden club. The North Bank is going to be renovated because it has always been a wild bed for protection and feeding of butterflies. It has many butterfly-friendly plants in it, but it is just overgrown, and we're going to try to renovate it and supply new beds in it.
Talk about the details for the Garden Gala. Like you said, this is already the 17th year. What can people expect for this year?
Oh, gosh, we've got a lot of things planned. The Garden Gala is April 7, 2018. It's at the Dyer Hudson Hall, and that's located at the Marion County Fairgrounds. And we have a morning coffee time. Our speakers are Dr. Diana Cochran. She'll be talking about edible fruits. And Dr. Donald Lewis, he'll be talking about monarchs and pollinators for the home garden. And Chuck Meyer will be speaking about easy elegance roses. We'll have vendors, garden vendors. We'll have a wonderful lunch prepared by Garden Club members. Door prizes, and the cost is $40 to attend. And just contact any Garden Club member to get your reservation in. A friend of mine calls this an event, so be prepared.
All right. Well, any information on how people, if they wish to join, if they wish to learn more, what should they do?
Well, we meet the second Tuesday of the month at the Farm Bureau office. So we have refreshments at 6:30, and we have a garden-related program at the beginning of our meetings. And this year, some of our programs include growing hops, the art of hydroponic gardening. We had a NOVA film on hummingbirds. Brandon Niemers will be talking to us about parks and recreation in May. And Ron Halsey, wildlife photography in June. Kurt Donahue will be talking to us in September about his tree reforestation. And Vern Cochran will talk to us about the Red Rock Hydro Plant update in October. Marla Mertz is always willing to share her gardening and wildlife programs with us.
One of them is donating a tree or a shrub or some plant that the people would like to have in their yard for the Habitat for Humanity home. We deliver bouquets of flowers to care facilities each month. We sponsor the Yard of the Month contest May through September. We participate at the Kindergarten Day at Marion County Park in May. We observe National Garden Club Week in June. And we visit gardens and garden centers in the area all during the summer months.
Thanks to Sandra Crisman and Mary D. Dykstra for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.